The closest U.S. ally in Latin America is in the middle of a constitutional tangle right now. Supporters of President Álvaro Uribe of Colombia want him to run again. This week, the country's Congress approved a bill calling for a referendum on the matter. A yes vote could pave the way for Uribe's third term in office. That's prompted concerns about the state of democracy in Colombia and beyond. Here's a story from the World's William Troop.
When Álvaro Uribe was first elected president in 2002, Colombia's constitution allowed for a single four-year presidential term. The law was changed to allow Uribe to run again in 2006. But the Colombian leader is still barred from running a third time. That's why his supporters pushed the re-election bill through Congress. It leaves the decision to voters at a time when President Uribe is still relatively popular for his success in the battle against Colombia's leftist FARC rebels. The country's Interior and Justice Minister, Fabio Valencia Cosío, welcomes the referendum. Valencia says all the bill does is let the Colombian people make the decision as to whether a Colombian citizen can be elected once and re-elected twice. A very democratic way to settle the matter on the surface, but opposition leaders in Colombia are worried about the implications. They say if Uribe is allowed to run again, it raises the specter of institutional dictatorship. In other words, it opens the door for future strongmen to stay in power as long as they want. Opposition politician Carlos Gaviria Díaz says what's happening in Colombia is shameful.
I think people should acknowledge that this is like a simulation of democracy, more and more like a pretend democracy. People need to understand that we're getting farther and farther away from the true rule of law.
Colombia is the latest Latin American country where there's a move to extend presidential terms. This despite a painful history of dictatorship in the region. Many countries put one-term limits on their presidents to discourage a return to that. Now leaders on both the left and the right are pushing to reverse those measures. Before the conservative Uribe in Colombia, it was Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, followed by several of his leftist allies. But Colombia is a case apart, according to Alfredo Rangel. He directs the Security and Democracy Foundation in Bogotá.
Colombia, a diferencia de muchos países de América Latina, es un país muy institucional.
He says unlike other Latin American countries, Colombia is a nation with strong respect for its democratic institutions. As such, he says, Colombia's democracy is not threatened by a past history of dictatorship. Rangel says there's been no erosion of democracy or freedom of the press in Colombia during Uribe's second term, and he doesn't foresee any during a third term either. Others aren't so sure. Still, Rangel echoes what many Colombians believe is the best case for Uribe's re-election. He says it would guarantee continuity for the country, just as Colombia is finally making some progress toward peace and stability after decades of civil war. President Uribe's re-election is far from a done deal, though. He himself has yet to declare his candidacy. Also, the country's constitutional court has yet to approve the referendum bill. And it's still unclear if voters would have their say in time for Uribe to get on the ballot. About the only thing that's certain right now is that Colombia's next presidential election is scheduled for next May. For The World, this is William Troop.